Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
One quick prayer that you're going to pray. For every problem around me, Lord, open my eyes to prophetic solutions. Open my eyes to prophetic solutions. Open my eyes to prophetic solutions. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. I receive insight. 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 Prophetic insight. Prophetic insight. Angelic guidance. Open my eyes. 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 Kofra akta esekete pele kauska fa kauskila kaila. Oh kailo komene kamoho. Kai. Seina kala makune mai kayatoko. Seilai. Songai la kumene ku. Kailo kupa kaya. Saika tongras kava. Kaya kaya. I'm living better than I came, stronger than I came, wiser than I came. Compras cava la combe ricaya, li compres came ne combe, kaile combre, lai kukas keve, the two flames, safe la come ne kai. Thank you, Jesus. Say this with me. By the wisdom of God and by prophetic gifts, I'm a solution provider. Where there is scarcity, I provide abundance. Say, I am the answer. Say, I am the answer. I am the answer that my world is looking for. I am the answer. Say, I know what to do. Say, I know what to do. I know what to do about my health, about my finances, about the call of God. I know what to do. I'm living with answers. I'm living with solutions. I know what to do. Thank him for it. I know what to do. 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 Say this with me. Say, God who sees the secret will reward openly. Listen to me. Your secret toiling and prayer is about to manifest. You will leave this place glad that you spent the time praying and seeking the face of God. Did you hear what I said? Ay, my God. My God. My God. My God, the two flames. The anointing everywhere, 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 everywhere. Take your place in destiny now. Kenda kamba la teke pere teke boya. Shenda kamba la takabaya. Listen to me, everywhere in the annexes, in the overflows, all around the world. Take your place in destiny now. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, let's go through with the teaching. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Utterance. The reason I'm saying this is because I really want you to get this. And at the risk of sounding cliche, if you get this, it will change your life. It's true. It's true. Yesterday, I gave you two definitions. Is that true? I gave you the definition of the sovereignty of God. I said, the sovereignty of God is God's absolute right and unrivaled power to do all that he wills exactly as he wills it, and nothing can successfully oppose him. You believe that, don't you? Nothing, no one, no force on earth or in heaven or under can oppose him. His sovereign will. And then I also talked about divine providence. I said it's God's continuous active involvement in sustaining, guiding, governing, and directing all things towards the fulfillment of his purpose. Then I began to tell you the correlation between sovereignty and providence. I said sovereignty is God's position. Providence is God's supervision. Sovereignty is who God is, what God has. Providence is what he does. And I don't think I gave you this one, and it's very important. Listen carefully. Sovereignty is general. Providence is specific. It is one thing to know that God is almighty. He's powerful. He can do whatever he pleases. But when he directs that power towards you, that is providence. Providence is personal. And listen to me. Providence and sovereignty are the foundations of creative miracles. I will tell you why. I said yesterday, God cannot be surprised. God cannot be stranded. God cannot be caught unawares. God cannot be limited. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know what that means? It means before any problem ever arises, the solution was already waiting. Jesus Christ. If you believe this, you will never be the same. I said, if God indeed is providential, it means before any problem ever arises, the solution is there. Let me give you some reference materials. I don't usually do this, but I think it will help you. First one is a legendary material. Sit, walk, stand. Watch my knee. It will help you approach everything in your spiritual journey from the standpoint and the perspective of the finished work of Christ. Are you listening to me? The second one, you already got it, Andrew Womack. Now, let me tell you, for some personal reasons, I read this book every year. Maybe I will tell you why another time. But for the sake of maybe the men of God here, let me just tell you. You see, hey, I hope you will not miss this. It is possible that the more you pray, the less you see results. Hold on. We taught on prayer in the morning. You know what I think about prayer. But we all have a tendency to begin to rely on the effort when we put in more effort. And one very important law of the miraculous is rest. So one thing I do, especially when I'm fasting
or praying for long, either at the beginning or at the end, is to remind myself of what God has already done. It's a very, see, what I just told you is a powerful echo. Never forget this. Christianity begins at the finish line. It begins at the finish line. The birth of the church started with Christ saying it is finished. Never forget that. And if you forget that, you will keep putting the cart before the horse. Oh my God. Oh my God. I said, the providence of God is the bedrock of creative miracles. I want to give you some examples, some classic examples. All right. So Abraham has passed the test. His son is already tied on the altar in front of him. And he has already raised his hand. And God calls out to him and says, now I know that you fear me. But don't kill your son. Open your eyes and see a ram caught in the thicket of the bush. Now, I want to ask you a very simple question. Did the ram appear from heaven? Maybe God quickly created a new ram just for that sacrifice to happen. Is that what happened? So you believe it was a real ram. It existed before that day. So how could it happen that the ram was suddenly there at the time Abraham needed it, the exact time? It means, as God was leading Abraham on one hand, he was leading the ram on the other hand. Somebody put it in a dramatic way, and I love it. So as Abraham was climbing the mountain on one end, the ram, programmed by the Spirit, must have been climbing. So listen, picture this. Is it possible that God put something in me that is gravitating the resources I need to me? That when I climb up, the resources I need will meet me there. Even if I start what God asked me to start without resources, by the time I get up, the resources I need will meet me there. Do you believe that? What I just said. If you get it, we can close. Don't forget, it was after this encounter that Abraham, by revelation, called God Jireh. This is the revelation of Jireh, the providential God. I went to a mountain without a sacrifice and found the sacrifice there. If you get this, you can start anything without capital. You know, sometimes it's hard to teach spiritual secrets. I'm telling you how this ministry is doing all it's doing. I'm telling you how. I've told you before, the capital is go. Only if God did not send you, will you lack. I'm not really one to recommend sermons, but by the kairos of God, I happen to be preaching with a general in this nation, Pastor David Ogbeli, and he was teaching on the same things. You know, it's a privilege of the fathers to have fathers. So I'm going to take some of his material and use tonight, okay? I'm not. I should have asked for permission. This is the permission. But did you hear what I just said? I'll give you another story. So, Hagar is in the wilderness, stranded and thirsty. She and her son could have died. And then she encounters the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord points her to a brook close to her. Are you listening to me? Let me ask you, did that brook suddenly appear? Did God create that brook to respond to the challenge of Hagar? So when God providentially allowed that brook to form, it must have taken years. It is because the providential God had seen that many decades after, Hagar will be at that very point, needing water to survive. I'm telling you a powerful, let me tell you something. In the will of God, you can never be stranded. Yes, Never. Never. If you don't believe this, go home. I don't have a word for you. In the will of God, you can never be stranded. Personalize it. In the will of God, I can never be stranded. Say it again. In the will of God, I can never be stranded. Let me tell you something. If you get this, you start walking in crazy faith. When you obey all that God has asked you to do and you go ahead, even if you don't know where the resource is, start looking. It's there. God can never send you anywhere without the provision waiting. Not only is it there, it's close to you. And God taught us this with so many examples through the Bible. Through the Bible. Through the Bible. The solution is always close. The Savior of Israel will not come from outside. God will raise him right in Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh was feeding his opposition, sponsoring his opposition in college. Are you getting what I'm saying? Right under his nostrils, the person who was going to drown him in the ocean, he was feeding him, training him every day, gave him all the exposure that he needed to fulfill God's mandate against him. The providential God. I said the providential God. Shout it, the providential God. You know, I mean, if I tell you these things, I can. There are some details I can't give. But when you talk about providence, Kairos, the secret of my life, the secret, almost nothing in my life is an accident. Almost nothing. I am at the right place at the right time. See, if you ever get the opportunity to be close to me, there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason. There was an important approval this ministry needed. And we were going to start looking for the approval sometime, I think in August. 2 months before August, the person in charge of giving that approval in this country joined the ministry. You don't understand what I'm saying. And so something that could have taken 18 months, we did this in 2 weeks. I can share testimonies like this every month. She took our CEO from office to office. It's my church. Sign it. It's my church. I am not telling you something that is the exclusive reserve of apostles and prophets. I'm telling you, you're right in Christ. Listen to me. All that pertains to life and godliness. See, the job that you need, the school you're going to attend, the person you're supposed to marry, the children that will be born to you, all catered for before you were born. The Christian experience is like a kid in a candy store. I am surrounded by answers, surrounded by provision, surrounded by miracles. I will never lack in my life. Never, 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 never. In my life, the devil is always lit. I've noticed that pattern. In my life, Emmanuel Iren, the devil is always, if it happened 2 weeks ago, it would have been disastrous, but it's always late. Don't just hear me, say it about yourself. In my life, the devil is always late. I have observed this pattern. In my life, the devil is always late. Concerning Celebration Church, the devil is always late. Concerning my business, the devil is always late. Always late. Always late. Always late.
the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. The steps of Emmanuel Irene, ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. Ordered my purpose, my pursuits, ordered by the Lord. The friends, the companies I keep, ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord. The fact that I'm in this conference right now, ordered by the Lord. When one door shuts, seven more will be opened. No disadvantage in my life. No disadvantage in my life. Ordered by the Lord. My life is from grace to grace. Since you've known me, have I ever had a better yesterday? That's my life. Oh. Let me tell you something. I've noticed something. You can't just come to me and say congratulations. I won't know what you're talking about. I will not. You will have to be specific. You will have to be specific. Because the path of Emmanuel Irene is as the shining light that shines brighter and if you want to understand that text, just study my life, study my trajectory. Look at it over 3 years. The path of Emmanuel Irene, I will never have a... I'm not bragging on my strength. I'm bragging from a place of understanding of the providence of God. As I'm here, 2026 is sorted already. Sorted. Sorted. All the resources I need already waiting. All the friendships I need already waiting. All the connections I need already waiting. If it looks like you are scared, let me give you 20 seconds. Pray in the Spirit. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost, oh. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. I'm trying to teach you how to buy without money. This building you are sitting in was produced by this kind of thinking. You are sitting in the evidence of what I'm teaching. I said, the minute details of my life ordered by the Lord. Pastor Peter is here. You know, I was going to London. I just felt a step because, you know, I don't move around. For some reason, I felt a leading, you know, to be a part of the NSPPD conference in London. So I'd called Pastor Jerry. I said, I think I'm going to come because I'm going to be in London that period. He didn't know about that. We didn't rehearse anything. We didn't discuss venue. Now, I check into the hotel that they book for me. And I open the window and I see the hall where the conference was to happen the next day. That was where they booked my room, in front of it. So when I needed to go for the conference, I walked. There was no need entering a car. I walked in. I said the little details of my life. This story is not complete. I will come back to it in 5 years. That's how my life is. Should we have told you before?
Let's move on. Now, I said, okay. Oh my God, help me, help me, help me. How do I explain this? Let's look at the matter of salvation. Look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. It says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain when? From the foundation of the world. So listen to me. You believe this, don't you? So it means before man was created, the plan of salvation was already concluded, right? That means before man was created, before the fall, I'm explaining the providence of God using salvation. Before the fall, look at what Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3 to 5 says. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, right? According as he chose us in him, from when? So it means, I told you, God can never be surprised. It wasn't after man fell. He now started thinking, oh, so what do I do now? 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 That's not what happened. This was concluded before man was created. Hey, now look at 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 18. We'll read from verse 18 to 20. It says, knowing this, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from an aimless conduct received by the tradition of the fathers. It says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Verse 20, everybody read together, one to go. For indeed, he was foreordained before the foundation of the earth world, but what? Manifest in these last times. Jesus. It means the plan was already concluded thousands of years before the provision was made. If this principle is correct, think of all the problems in your life this way. There are thousands of years before I realize I need this. God, who is yesterday, today, and forever, Alpha and Omega and the middle at the same time, he was already there. He put what I will need to come out of that situation before I got there. So think of salvation. The plan was concluded from when? Before the foundation of the world. The provision was made when? 2,000 years ago. And then the people who received the life of Christ yesterday, maybe they heard the gospel, they realized, oh, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. The provision, they just came. Cash the check, and that was it. But this thing, before the first man was made, was already concluded. I mean, think of Psalm chapter 2. I read this to you last year. I want to read it again. You know, Psalm chapter 2. Psalm chapter 2 is at least close to 1,000 years before Christ came. And you know how it says? It says, why do the heathen rage? And why do they imagine a vain thing? Verse 2. He says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, verse 3, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, he who sits in heaven. Now, I'm explaining what it means to be Alpha and Omega. It means I can react to something that will happen in 2,000 years today. When Jesus was standing in front of Pilate, God already laughed about it 2,000 years ago. See, I can only pray that God will allow this to seep into your spirit. What seemed like a challenge to everybody, God laughed about it in Psalm chapter 2. What if the same thing is happening in your life? You are surrounded by challenges. You think there's no way out. And God already laughed about it. I am telling you, the answer is not far from you. It's not far from you. And in this meeting, the Lord will open your eyes. I'm telling you. I said, in this meeting, the Lord will open your eyes. He will open your eyes to see your helpers. He will open your eyes to see your answers. Come on, are you listening to me? Now, let me ask you this. When man was created, he was put in a garden, right? So God did not wait for man to be hungry to say, you will need food. Isn't that true? Which came first, hunger or food? Which came first, water or thirst? Which came first, oxygen or the need to breathe? Listen to me. The providence of God will not allow any challenge come before the answer. Let me repeat what I said earlier. Your entire life is sorted. You see, as a biological father, I plan for my children every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. There are some things I'm trying to put in order this month. That will take effect in 70 years. That's the way I think. I plan. This woman God has given me, we must never suffer one day. I plan for my children, plan for her. What I'm saying, she doesn't know about it. She doesn't need to know about it. But in 70 years, for the next 70 years, this thing will take effect. That's how a father is. How much more your heavenly father? Let me repeat it again. The spouse you will marry, the job that you will need, all the support systems that you will need, he has already sorted it ahead of time. I want to read a text to you. First and foremost, about marriage. Okay, so let me ask you a trick question. When did God create Eve? Those of you who are Bible nerds, you know what I'm trying to do. Because the Bible tells us in Genesis 1, male and female created he them. But in the physical, you were seeing only one man. Pay attention. And the man at the time did not know he needed a wife. And so two things happened. I've taught you this before during Love Code Conference. Number one, it was God who put the desire in man for a wife. You know, that's a sermon on his own. See, anytime you come to a point where you realize, I need something, it is God who works in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. So even your recognition of the problem is part of the providence. When you discover that something is missing in your life, it's because God wants to change your level. That's why. Even the desire is God. What did God do for Adam? He told him to name all the animals. So he was naming lion, lioness. Tiger, tigress. So for the first time, he noticed, everybody gets tutu. As soon as Adam realized what he needed, God now put him to sleep and brought from where? From heaven? Outside, inside him, he brought the answer. The answer, listen to me. Here is a single man carrying his answer. Carrying his answer. I need something. I need something. You are carrying it. He was carrying all the while. The answer was inside. God only needed to put him to sleep and out of his sleep make the woman. Are you listening to me? So before he need, see, let me tell you something. He had no reference points. The concept of wife did not exist. Yet, he was carrying the answer. This is a great mystery. Let me show you something in the Word of God. Look at Isaiah chapter 34 from verse 16. Isaiah 34, 16. I hope you know this text. Search from the book of the law and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack her meat. Listen. Now, let's read from verse 14 so you understand the flow of thought. It says, the wild beast of the desert shall also meet the jackals. See, he's saying even animals. Animals get spousal. And the providence of God is so extensive, it extends to animals. He said even the jackals will meet wild beasts. Somewhere in the forest, as they're doing meh, 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 they will meet. If goat has husband, you must have. It's right there. He says the wild goat shall bleat to his companion. Let me tell you something. It's not about your ability to toast. All goats needs to do is bleat. He said he will bleat to his companion. Listen to me. With all your imperfections, the person that likes you the way you are is coming. Hey, can I give you 20 seconds to rejoice about this? I've been rehearsing pickup lines. It did not work. This is the word of the Lord. I said, with all your imperfections. See, and it's very important for prophecy and for esteem. You believe what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. There is somebody that likes you the way you are. The way you are. That shape of your head, is what someone is looking for. That exact shape. Your height is what someone is looking for. See, my wife is here. We see, listen, we've been counseling for a while. When we counsel people, the people's interests are unique. We've seen people, if you are not fat, they are not attracted to you. They like people fat and flourishing. I've seen people, you must be thin like a stick. Am I saying the truth? Some, you must be black like charcoal. Some, you must be yellow like the sun. Then some say, it's just her teeth. Anytime I see this teeth, I know that she's the one for me. Put up that text. This is serious, so. It says, a goat shall bleat to his companion. Now, look at that. It says, also the night creature shall rest there and find herself a place of rest, a night creature. Have you seen an owl before? With the big, bulgy, ugly eye, they get spouse. By the providence of God. I hope you know I'm not trying to hype you. This is the word of God. This is prophecy. I am telling you, whatever you have been looking for is also looking for you. Is magnetizing them to you. By the force of favor, you are drawing them closer to you. Shout aloud, amen! Hi. Can I give you a prophetic opportunity? All the things you have been crying about, thank God that the answer is already here. Thank God. Thank God. Are you tired already? Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. 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 Hallelujah. Now, be seated. What I'm about to share with you will be difficult for the natural mind. You have to be a man of the spirit to see that Christ was not being insensitive in some of the things he did. So 5,000 people are present and hungry. Those of you who hear God, you hear God like this. There are 5,000 people hungry, no resources, and God says, feed them. See, as I'm talking, you're hearing the voice of God. Exactly 5K in your account, and God said, build a school. Exactly 7.5 in your account, God said, plant the church. God said, buy a house. God said, send people to school. And then Philip spoke from the flesh. He said, even a year's wage cannot feed these people. And the Bible says he himself knowing what to do. Listen to me. Anything God asks you to do, he already knows what to do. Just believe him. So ask everybody to sit down. It carried the 5 loaves. You see, I've discovered, you see, in ministry, if you have 2 people with the same level of grace, the one who is a doer, in 10 years, it will be as if he outclasses the other person in anointing times 20. Because there are just some people with all the anointing, they always want to dot the I's and cross the T's before they do what God asks them to do. But some people know how to tell 5,000 people to sit down ready for food when you have just 5 loaves. You have started breaking it. You have started serving already. Our leaders are here. Would you like to know how much we had in our account when we started this building project? 500 million. Ask them, am I saying the truth? The CEO is here. Am I saying the truth? You don't understand. My real bank account is not here. You don't understand. I'm telling you the truth, though. I said my real bank account is not with Access or GT. It's... I'm not going to tell you how much has been spent now. But I'm sure even if you don't really know the price of things, you can discern. I'm telling you the truth. Me, I don't know about you, I will never be stranded. Never. When I sent you without pause or script, lucky anything? Nothing. Nothing. Never be stranded. Never be stranded. Never be stranded. Where does your help come from? Does the economy affect you? Who is your funder? You know, sometimes the Lord tests your confidence in his providence. And we ask you deliberately, son of man, shall these dry bones live? He's asking you. Shall these dry bones live? Shall these dry bones live? Eh? The providence of God is so strong that if you lose everything you have, you can gain it again. That is the proof that your trust was never in your bank accounts. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, we respond differently to trials and tribulation. We respond differently to death. We respond differently to challenges because we have a different source. We have a different source. We have a different source. I say, I'm not wasting your time, oh. I'm not wasting your time. I'm not wasting your time. I told you yesterday, as long as you have a womb, your child is coming. Because God in his providence could not have created the room for a baby without putting a baby there. See, I'm telling you, see. Let me tell you something. And that's why you can go in circles when it comes to the things of God. But sometimes you can go from prayer place to prayer place when you settle this by revelation. In fact, it will change your perspective to delay. There is no delay. Your child is coming at the right time. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. The Lord wants me to locate someone. Boys and girls.
Favor. It surrounds me like a shield.
Do you believe it?
And it will cover me from now until the day I see my King.
Thank you, Jesus.
Favor. It surrounds me like a shield.
Yeah.
And it will cover me from now
until the day.
Until the day I see my King.
Come on, say.
Favor. It surrounds me like it. It will cover me from now until the day I see my King. Boy, I release it, oh, favor. It will cover me from now until the day I see my King.
Mercy, come on, sing.
Say mercy. Say, it is all around me now. It will carry me from
now. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Let me bring this to a close. Listen to me. So, how do you activate creative miracles? You see, the law of creative miracles works in a way that some people will call counterproductive from a logical standpoint. Because it is the opposite of what you have the tendency to do that you actually need to do. Now, listen to me. I said it works the opposite of what you have the tendency and the proclivity to do. When you have a lack, you have the tendency to acknowledge it. But the law of creative miracles, you have to believe genuinely that the answer is here. You must acknowledge it. You must acknowledge it. And so when Moses is standing in front of the Red Sea and the people of Israel are complaining behind him, God said, why are you calling out to me? Listen to me. It just means that prayer has its place. But there is also a space for prophetic action. He said, tell the people to go forward. You see a limitation. You see no way. God is saying, move. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it will be as if the power of God doesn't work in your life. You are receiving prophetic words. You are not seeing manifestation. God is saying, go forward. There is a Red Sea. Logically and strategically, there is no way out. But God is saying, keep on moving. So, you must see from the lens of God, see the perspective of God, see a way. Are you listening to me? Right now, There is no job, but the job has come. Not is coming. I didn't say it's coming. I didn't say it's coming. I said it has what? You see, this is how creative miracles happen. God tells Abraham, I have made you a father. Not I, you will be. Not in 13 years. Today, I have made you. You receive it and acknowledge it first in the spirit. And one of the things that can help you see, all right, is the testimonies of others. See, when you are trusting God for something, don't surround yourself with doubts. Don't surround yourself with doubts. Don't surround yourself with a pity party. Surround yourself with people who walked through what you're going through and got the answers. That's what to do. Surround yourself with testimonies. See other people who came out of debt. See other people who built their company from a startup to a unicorn. See other people who did the very thing that you are doing. Let me tell you something. When God keeps examples close to you, He's giving you a prophetic option, a prophetic possibility. He will not keep your teachers far from you. It's part of the privilege of providence. Acknowledge it. I ask you, the same way God asked, shall these dry bones live? Let me ask you, have your answers come? Yes. Be specific. Pick your notes and write it. Write today's date. What answer has come? Listen. So tomorrow morning in the prayer stretch, you are going to keep that image in your mind as you pray. But you are not praying like someone who lacks. You are praying. You know what faith is? When you go confidently to the bank with a check, the check is not the miracle. The only reason the check can give you money is if you already have money in the bank. Are you getting what I'm saying? So that's what faith is. It's your opportunity to cash into what God has already made available by providence. That's how it works. My Father. My Father. You know the funny thing? Even writing is our own humble attempts at figuring things out. Because what you're writing is still a gross underestimation of what will eventually happen. The favor that is coming, you can't plan for it. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. New doors opened. New doors. New doors.
Do you believe it, somebody? Woo!
Hallelujah. And then you begin to speak it. You begin to speak it. You speak it while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. Speak. 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 See the future of Pharaoh at the bottom of the sea. The challenge is confronting you. They have an end. They will end where Pharaoh ends. The bottom of the sea. Speak it. Speak it. So now, what you have written, I want to give you a few minutes. As the Spirit stirs you up, speak utterances of faith. I give you a few minutes. Utterances of faith. Go ahead. Utterances of faith. I know you've been praying all day. Speak with precision now.
Walking in the room. Walking in the room. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
So now you can speak with confidence like David. No opposition arises except God allowed it. And if God allows Pharaoh and his oppression, it is because God wants to gain glory over Pharaoh. That's why. That is my permanent mentality. I never lose. I give you an additional point as I drop the microphone. Listen, make sure you vet your priorities. Make sure you are genuinely in the will of God. Make sure. For me, as driven as I am, I always try to make sure it is the Lord. If the Lord said go, even if I see 0 naira in the account, I'm going. I'm off. And without fail, it will be done. I'm telling you, it will be done. 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 Just vet your priorities. Did God send me? Check again. Did God send me? But you know, sometimes that can also be the problem of many people. Because like I told you in the afternoon, Nehemiah never heard from God. So this is the law. This is the principle. When you have a strong desire to do something and you pray about it, if there is no hindrance and you think it is the prophetic, logical thing to do, go ahead and do it. See, many people stumble into the will of God that way. Because the providence of God is so prolific that God doesn't need to even tell you what he wants to do. Sometimes he will just create the necessity for a response from you. That's what he does. How was Stephen ordained? Very simple. They needed more people to watch the kitchen. So when genuine administrative needs appear, it might be God trying to force somebody who has been hidden into relevance. So an authentic call like Stephen can happen just in response to administrative needs. Hey, Jesus Christ. Did you hear what I just said? Let me tell you something. I'm speaking prophetically. And help me say amen for somebody. That sickness will not end your life. Instead of it seeing the end of you, you will see the end of it. I give you 20 seconds. I'm done. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank the Lord. All my days are in his hands. I trust him with my life. I will never be stranded, though.
How can I fall when you carry me? Carry me. How can I fail when you carry me? Carry me. How can I fall?
I give you 10 more seconds. Thank the Lord.
I said all the days of your life are sorted in the will of God. How can I fall? Hey.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. Tonight is the night.
Night.
Everything shifted. Shifted. Say with me, say, this is the story of my life. That at the mountain, the sacrifice was waiting for me. Say, by the hand of God, I see a way in the wilderness.
rivers in the desert, brooks in dry places. By the favor of the Lord, by the providence of God, I prosper. Say, He has given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness in His will. Say, I walk in His will and I enjoy His provision. I walk in His will and I enjoy His provision. I walk in His will, hey, and I enjoy His provision. Say, I am surrounded by answers, by miracles, by favor. Say, my next level is beckoning unto me. Say, I will never have a better yesterday. The path of Emmanuel Iren. Put your name. Say, the path of Emmanuel Iren is as the shining light. I shine brighter by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I shine brighter by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Give Him praise right now. Thank you, Lord. Be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, that's it. That's it.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.